Thank you very much. We're signing an executive order. I consider it to be a very important executive order. It's about keeping families together. I didn't like the sight or the feeling of families being separated. There's a problem that's gone on for many years, as you know, through many administrations, and we're working very hard on immigration. It's been just left out in the cold. People haven't dealt with it, and we are dealing with it. I think the word compassion comes into it, but it's still equally as tough, if not tougher. You're going to have a lot of happy people.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, June 20th, 2018. Welcome to Day 517. Donald Trump signed an executive order to reverse his administration's policy of separating families at the border. Trump said that while the order will solve that problem of children being separated from their parents, it wouldn't end his administration's zero-tolerance policy of prosecuting everyone caught attempting to cross the U.S.-Mexico border illegally. The plan potentially violates a 1997 consent decree that prohibits the federal government from keeping children in immigration detention for more than 20 days. Separating migrant children from their parents cost the Trump administration more than keeping them with their parents. The tent cities to house children cost $775 per person per night, compared with $256 per person per night to hold the children in a permanent housing facility. Housing children with their family in a permanent facility costs $298 a night. The increase in cost is due to additional security, air conditioning, medical workers, and other government contractors to staff the tent cities. The Trump administration is even sending babies and young children separated from their families to tender age shelters in South Texas. Doctors and lawyers who visited the shelters described the facilities as clean and safe, but said the kids were hysterical, crying and acting out. Next, Michael Cohen resigned from his post as the deputy finance chair of the Republican National Committee's Finance Committee. Cohen cited the ongoing special counsel investigation as one reason for his departure. Meanwhile, federal prosecutors subpoenaed the publisher of the National Enquirer as part of their probe into Michael Cohen's activities. Investigators requested information regarding American Media Incorporated's August 2016 payment to former Playboy model Karen McDougal for the rights to her story, which alleges that she had an affair with Donald Trump. Prosecutors are examining whether Cohen coordinated with American Media to pay McDougal and whether the payment violated campaign finance laws. And finally, Michael Bloomberg says he will spend $80 million of his own money to support Democratic congressional candidates in the 2018 midterms in order to flip the House of Representatives. And in the polls, Pew Research Center says 51% of Americans say they are more enthusiastic about voting than usual in the midterm elections. In particular, 68% of voters are focused on which party controls Congress. 60% of voters say they consider their midterm vote either a vote for or against Trump. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. The Senate rejected a White House plan to cut $15 billion in previously approved spending from the budget. 2. A lobbyist for the Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska visited Julian Assange 9 times at the Ecuadorian embassy in London last year. 3. The Trump administration released its report on toxic water contamination months after White House officials said they feared the findings would spark a public relations nightmare. And 4. Trump rescinded Obama's rules, which were meant to protect the Great Lakes and the oceans bordering the United States. The order encourages more drilling and other industrial uses of the oceans and Great Lakes. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.